Episode 3. I'm pretty sure we're starting episode 3, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
3 is for me.
I just want to make sure I could count. We established in the session 0 that I'm a good read counter. So I just want to make sure I was a good counter as well.
If you were a vampire, they could call you Count Reader.
Ha.
Cool.
So welcome to episode 3 of the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. We're playing Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay. We've got Carl, Bruno, Lucky, and Mina, also known as Alex, JB, Tim, and Danny. So we are rejoining with our heroes. What do we want to call ourselves at this point?
I feel like they're not heroes yet.
The Middenheim Road 4.
Could have been 5 until some fucking bitch murdered my friend.
Yo, he was doing bad things and stuff. He stabbed a horse. Just think about,
there could be horses in the future that we needed stabbing, and now we don't have a horse stabber.
He also had a hand in his mouth. A
whole damn hand.
He did spit that out.
He doesn't. He's not wasteful. That's super important to Lucky.
All right, so last we left, the 4 had stolen a coach. So we already know that they are of a high moral caliber.
Did they really steal it, though?
They stole a coach.
If they stole it, they wouldn't have offered all the patrons, which had paid for their rides, a ride.
Right.
True.
And not everyone knew that we stole it, right, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, like, y'all stole a coach. I am riding in a legitimate coach ride, as far as I know.
Just helping out. Well, I mean, to be fair, we know Bruno, JB's character, is also a coachman who works for the same company, the Ratchet Lines, out of Altdorf.
So it's not really stealing, per se. It's just acquiring company property.
From others that were using it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, so you acquired company property, and you are now heading towards Altdorf, and you stopped because there was a weird person that was eating a corpse, spit out the hand, charged at your coach, started stabbing one of your horses. Carl threw a rock from shotgun and hit the thing in the arm, and then Mina leapt off the side and just done killed him.
It did. I did the right thing.
Lucky was very happy about this.
Those are not the words I would have used.
And we ended last time with a strange roar you could hear coming from around a bend in the road up ahead. You can't see what's happening, but you heard a strange sound, kind of like roar kind of thing.
That is what it sounded like.
Yeah. Well, that's terrifying.
So we're just going to jump right in.
We should probably find out what that roar was.
Yeah. You also, a reminder, you lost a horse.
Right.
JB tried to just run away with the coach, and it broke away into the woods. So you have one horse connected to the coach that has been stabbed a couple times.
One horse connected that's been stabbed a couple of times.
So what do you all do?
I mean, can the one horse pull the coach as it is, or do we have to, like, reattach it?
First off, I kick open the door to get out of the cabin here, and I go check on Rolf.
That was intense. That, like, scared me a little bit.
Yeah, like having, like, watching your friend get rocks thrown at him and then some bitch fucking cut him down.
So you go check him out. He's dead.
That sucks.
He bled a lot, but his blood is, like, red mixed with, like, this weird green goo.
Oh, right. He had, like, green stuff, like, coming out of his eyes or something.
Yeah.
Can I make, like, is there a check of some form? I could, you know, maybe see what was bothering my buddy.
Well, what's the skill that you have that you would want to use for that?
Evaluate.
No. Good try, but no.
I don't know.
What is it you're trying to determine?
I don't know what that green stuff is, which obviously was planted on him.
You have any skills that you think would be appropriate?
Animal care.
The hesitation in that.
There's not like a medicine roll, so what else?
Yeah, it's advanced skills, so you don't.
Oh, gotcha. Well, yeah, shit. Out of
the basic skills, like maybe you could make an argument for outdoor survival to see if this is a natural wound or not.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you have that?
Outdoor survival? Yeah, doesn't everybody?
Well, I mean, it's basic, so it's true. Basic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rolled the stat. Exactly. Is that...
That is a success. Does that
work? All right, we did it.
I mean, any animals that you've seen have just red blood. Mm. So this green stuff mixed in, it seems very strange.
He was obviously sick and needed help. is that what, you know, soldiers do? Is that why you're not working for a soldier company anymore? Because you just fucking kill sick people?
Lucky, I am sorry, but he is
looking not right. If only someone had been calling out, stop, that's my friend Rolf.
He was killing horse after other horse ran away. We have to go where carriage goes.
That horse came at him.
Is not true.
I mean,
he was eating other man who is dead.
All right. Well, that
very damning. Very damning on your friend Rolf.
That part's not good.
Like, you make a Laura Reichland check, but give yourself plus 10.
I pass with one degree of success.
All right. So you might not want to admit this, but you're pretty certain this guy was a mutant.
It happens to the best people I know.
Yeah, like, Lucky should get way more than a plus 10 to determine if someone is a mutant. Like, every third person in his life is a mutant.
Was. But yeah, well, fuck. Lucky is overcome with a large helping of somberness. This sucks. Lucky. This happens to so many people that I love.
Lucky, if it is any consolation, surely he would have gotten sick eating the hand and died anyway.
That is good point. You, stick man, Lucky, you come, we look at other dead man.
Can we bury him or something at least?
From inside the cart, you hear people starting to get like, what's going on out there? Why are we moving? We need to get a move on. It's going to be dark before we get the next in at this rate.
I mean, I don't know if we'd want to just plug right ahead. Obviously, the karma that's coming from Mina is down the road screaming at us.
We need to move dead body out of road.
These are good paying customers for our caravan.
I mean, can we not just take a moment to appreciate a human life? And bury him on the side of the road? Or...
He is no longer human.
Wow.
He is mutant.
Wow. All right.
You, round, terrible coachman. You... You, calm the passengers.
All right.
Attach horse.
Where's the other horse?
Gone.
It went to the woods.
It's going to be hard to attach the horse if it's gone, yeah?
The other horse.
Oh, no, that horse is still attached.
There's one horse still attached that was stabbed a few times. And
bleeding.
It's bleeding a bit. Yeah, it's not happy, obviously. But the other one broke away and ran into the woods.
All right, I think
we need both horses.
I will go find other horse.
Yeah.
Carl, could you help me dig a shallow grave for my friend?
You should burn him.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's not an awful
idea. You have candles. Either.
Philippe steps out of Philippe steps out of the coach, and he looks at you all, and he's like, we need to get moving. This is a dangerous place. We can't.
We got one horse. Where do you think we're going?
Back in the coach, sir. You paid for a seat. Back in your seat.
I paid for a seat for a coach. And take me to the next coaching inn. We cannot do that if we do not move.
Lucky's going to be setting up his candles on his dead friend's corpse. He's going to move it over and make like a nice little shrine, and then he's going to light 6 of his 11 candles.
Wow.
And put them around him.
That's considerable.
I mean, he was a considerable friend until someone struck him the fuck down.
Why don't we put him on top of the coach? We'll bury him at the next station.
We could bring him to my dad. That's a great idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
Carl, can you help me put him on the roof?
Well, for the love
absolutely.
Of
Ulrich. Oh, I was already in the process of picking him up and getting him on top of the coach.
All right.
Does no one care about other dead body in middle of road?
Do you want to go check it out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The dead man, how?
All right, so you walk over to the other body while Carl puts the body of Rolf on top of the caravan, the coach, and it's a dude laying in the road. Quite dead. His arm, you know, part of it's been severed off. Are you going to, like, search the body kind of thing? Yeah. You notice pretty quickly he's wearing a sleeved male shirt.
Oh.
But apparently did not help him enough in this case.
That's too bad. Does he have anything else good?
Did Rolf have anything on his person?
He had a dagger.
That's my dagger now.
Okay. So you have two daggers now.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure everybody started with a dagger.
This is a very special dagger.
That belonged To Rolf.
To Rolf.
I kind of want that mail shirt.
You can take it off him if you want.
I'm going to take it.
All right.
And then I'm going to drag him off the fucking middle of the road.
Oh, you do note as you're taking off the sleeved chain shirt, you have to take off his jacket as well. And on the jacket, there's an insignia.
Please tell me it's Four Seasons.
It's not the same as what Bruno wears.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to take the jacket.
You would assume it's Four Seasons because you can see like a snowflake and a leaf,
okay,
things like that. Like it's like the shield. It's like a crest split into four parts. Clearly represents the four different seasons.
Okay.
You've heard them talk about the Four Seasons coach line, so.
Can I take my dagger and cut the insignia out of the jacket, sure, to take it back to show to Bruno? Because he would definitely know.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. So while you're doing this, will take you a moment.
Okay.
What is Bruno doing? Well, so they're put Lucky and Carl putting the body on top of the coach. Mina went off. She's just, you see her like yanking stuff off this corpse, and then she takes a dagger to it. You're not quite sure what she's doing because she's kind of far away, and it's really, we talked about it, was really foggy.
Mm.
She's like at the edge of the fog from where you are. So what are you doing?
Not getting out of the coach driver's seat, that's for sure. I'm quite scared of the roar that we heard as we were broke for last session. That's still in the forefront of my mind. Oh, and I'm also telling the passengers to be quiet back there because
they're just going to continue arguing with Philippe. So yeah, he's getting a bit heated now. He's insisting. He's like, we need to go. He's like, one horse can pull us. Not very fast, but it will work. Or you can get the other horse.
And
I doubt it went very far.
Using my vast knowledge about coaching, what's the benefit of having two horses over one?
You're going to go
twice as
faster. You might exhaust the horse before you get there. If it's pulling it by itself, it's going to have a real hard time starting. You might need somebody to push the coach to get it started. It's
wounded.
And so. If it is wounded and bleeding, that could certainly be bad because that could attract, things might smell the blood.
We really need that second horse.
I'll find the horse.
We should all find the horse. Yeah.
I mean, it was everybody's fault that the horse is gone, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
Right, because we all hooked up the horse improperly.
You guys hired a terrible coachman.
You really are bad at this.
So bad.
If anybody makes it the Altdorf alive, I'll be shocked.
Sorry, you know, maybe you just haven't hit your career groove yet.
I'm saying maybe next time we hire Four Seasons.
All right, so Carl gets the body of Rolf on top of the coach. Everybody inside is arguing against this because they're afraid that like blood is going to seep through, but I assume Carl just does it anyway.
We'll light the candle inside the coach. It'll smell much better.
Lucky's only got like eight left.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't take those out because we're putting them up there. So I saved my candles.
So Mina gets the chain shirt off.
Yes.
Sleeve chain shirt. Do you want to put it on now or are you going to?
I think I'm going to wait.
Okay.
Because I think that getting the horse is a more pressing matter, and I can put the shirt on when I'm riding on top of the... Oh, fuck, I've got to ride on top of the coach with a goddamn dead body?
And they were doing that while you, like, went over there. You might not even know they did this while you're...
It took
you a couple minutes to get that chain shirt off. A dead mutant body, no less.
Allegedly.
All right, well...
All the mutants in my experience have been lynched to death, so...
This one was only killed by two people. Is that a lynching?
All right, so once I get that insignia cut off his jacket, I'm going to go and try to find the horse. You said it didn't go far?
Philippe suggested that he didn't think it would have gone far.
Okay, because I totally believe him.
So make an outdoor survival check.
Oh, goddamn.
Make it, I don't know.
Nice.
What it's called, but plus 10.
Nice. You rolled a 69.
Of course you did. So you see there's a pretty clear trail right at the beginning where the horse entered the woods, but not really sure where it went from there. The woods here are notoriously thick.
Okay.
Trees are very close together, lots of dense foliage. So you walk in a few feet and you're like, shit, I don't know which way
they went. I'm not going to risk getting lost. It's not worth it. Die a different way out here with all these idiots.
If you need a horse whisperer, I think I could trundle off the top of the cart.
You gonna go help her out?
Yeah.
All right. So make your own outdoor survival check plus 10.
All right. Yeah. I probably get lost in the woods going towards her.
Before you get off the road to get lost in the woods?
Yeah. Going off the other side. 90.
You are the worst roller. The worst coachman. The worst roller.
Oh, my goodness.
Do either of you want to use a corruption or gain a corruption point to re-roll that? Or Mina, if you have any fortune.
Do it. Point? Become like Rolf.
I do have two fortune points left.
Is Carl going to help out?
Carl can come help too. Okay. But so after loading up the body, Carl's going to come out and explain, friends, let's find this horse. And instead of doing a outdoor survival check, I'd like to do a call for the horse with a charm animal attempt.
Interesting. Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
So let's hear this horse charm.
So I'm going to just call out.
Oh, I thought that was it. It was even better. All right. I'm going to make that.
That was amazing.
All right. I'll give you plus 20 because I gave them plus 10. I'll give you an extra 10.
He really put his soul into that.
Right, for giving us that horse call.
Yeah, so I had one degree of success with my horse call.
Nice. All right, so you make that noise, and you hear it kind of repeated-ish a little ways off in the woods so it can you can narrow down where to go to get this horse.
Dan, to be clear, I was going to make that noise no matter what. Whether or not that was going to get us to the horse is another question.
I just feel bad that I interrupted it now because you started with just a and I thought that was it.
You could cut it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, that's so good.
So, yeah, you can find your way to the horse pretty easily.
Is the horse going to mount him now?
I don't know. Is that what you were saying to the horse?
Only the horse knows.
I don't speak horse, but I don't feel like that would be 101 level horse communication.
It kind of sounds like you do speak horse. Are you a mutant? Is that your power?
That's the equivalent of the bird, the you want some fuck.
So who's gonna try to lead the horse back to the cart?
Of course I will, because I'm the coachman, and that's my job.
All right, so you have ranks in animal care, right? I think we determined you did last time.
Yeah.
I think all humans do, because I also have animal care.
It's a human species skill, but don't necessarily have ranks in it.
Gotcha. I did not put ranks in it, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you can still try.
I am the best at my job.
All right, let's see it.
87.
Do you want
to besiege the dark gods? That's 5... degrees of failure.
Good
right there.
Lord, could you roll below the horse? He punches
the horse right in the dick.
You check its mouth again and it tries to bite you again. Do you want to gain a corruption point to re-roll that?
No, I don't.
It's not worth it to you because you're going to roll 80 something anyway.
I'll try. Can I try?
Yeah, the horse is clearly like it scampers off like 10 yards.
Okay.
So you can follow it easy.
Fuck me. Nope.
That's what she says to the horse too.
I got a 97.
Good Lord, that's an auto fail.
Yeah.
Do you want a fortune point or gain a corruption
point? I will fortune point it because that's pretty terrible. So
now that they're both punching this horse, do they count as flanking at least?
Well, she's re-rolling it, so she didn't necessarily punch it.
What's animal care based on?
Fellowship, I think.
Oh, hell yeah. I got it.
Intelligence? Oh, I guess that makes sense. Caring for the animal.
Fellowship and intelligence are the same for me, so I got it.
Oh, charm animals fellowship, right?
Yeah. So charm I got a 43.
Willpower. What the hell?
You're all over the place.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't.
Sorry, what?
I got it with a 43.
How many degrees of success?
0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were able to get up to the horse. It
and
calms.
Not punch it.
You can pet its muzzle or something, and you can lead it back to the coach.
I was clenching my fist the whole time, but it didn't punch it.
Nice. I'm glad you didn't punch it.
Yeah.
So now we have the fun part. Bruno.
Yeah.
Make us a drive check to hook that horse back up.
Oh yeah. Easy.
It is easy. I'll give you, average plus 20.
Average plus 20, and that's a drive check, and my drive is a 37. I rolled a sweet 65.
Oh my God, even with plus 20.
So that's 1 degree of failure.
So Mina and Carl, since you guys are right there, I want you to make you want to make it easy, plus 40 perception check.
Okay.
All the while
made it.
hooking this horse up. I'm like,
with
this
1 degree.
This piece goes there, right? Goes around up. Oh, I'll just, I'm going to tie this one.
Carl, did you make it?
I got 2 degrees of failure. So I think I see a horse.
So Carl's no help here, but as Bruno's doing this, Mina's like, no, that's not right.
Well, I'm teaching Carl how to tie up a horse correctly.
You are so wrong. Is buckle, not knot. Is buckle. You buckle it.
Oh.
Yes.
So, Mina, make a drive check to try to fix this.
No.
I made it an average plus 20 for Bruno, so it'd be the same for you.
Sorry. Then, yes, with 2 degrees.
Okay. So, how do you take over this for him?
So,
tell him what to do.
I will deal with you as I deal with every man in my family. Move out of the way, stupid man. I do this myself. And I, like, hip check him out of the way. And I'm significantly taller than him.
And you're, like, way stronger, too, aren't you?
Probably. I have a 38 for strength.
No. Wait. No? Yes.
Do you have any good stats?
No. We were supposed to make competent characters here?
I mean, not supposed to, but it helps a little bit.
Oh.
You can pass any check.
Got endurance.
All right, so she hooks
That's
up the
really
horse.
That's what really matters for the ladies.
Because at Lake Town, you've done this.
Yeah.
For whatever.
At Lake Town, we hook boats to boats and boats to other boats. Is no different. Just hairy boat. Horses, so, hairy boat.
It was last episode, Alex said the cart was like a land boat, and now you have a hairy boat talking about a horse. Mm. So the horses are both hooked up now. You move the bodies out. Well, one's on top of the coach. You move the other body out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that weird noise you heard earlier, probably 10 minutes ago.
Hang on. Wait. It's not important. You, bad driver.
Yeah.
This.
Oh, this?
What is this?
Oh, this is a Four Seasons badge. Where'd you pick that off of?
Dead man was on his jacket.
The dead man was a Four Seasons driver?
Yes.
Good Rolf man. Was just getting back and the dude ran me over. He was just helping a brother out.
Make an intelligence check there, Lucky.
3 degrees of failure.
All right. Never mind.
Good riddance. These Four Seasons. They try to run you off the road.
I mean, I agree.
Wait, no. Four Seasons was leaving last place as we got to place.
Right. And they can very injured Lucky here.
So at some point between here and here, there and here, man was attacked. Very dead. Very dead. Not just now dead. Very dead.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen to us.
Yeah, I don't see what you're getting at. But we should probably get going.
Okay, let's ride towards... growling monster noise.
So you're getting back in the coach and mosey on in the coach?
Well, no, she rides on top.
True, you gotta get on top. Oh, so you climb up top and you see the dead body.
Mm. All strapped down.
I'm gonna throw it off as we're going.
You better fucking not.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay, so the coach starts rumbling around. You guys get back in your spots. The coach starts rumbling along and you just... Her little, which, where do you, over the, off the back, one of the sides?
Probably off the back so it's less noticeable, because I feel like if it came off the side, somebody might notice.
All right, Lucky, make a difficult, which is minus 10 perception check.
I don't want to ride with this dead body.
Nah, I fail real bad.
All right, so you don't notice.
Nope.
He just keeps counting his candles. One,
did
two.
Did you save his candles, or did you, weren't there some on the body?
No, I took them off because we put them up on the roof.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Never mind.
Obviously, you just couldn't handle, looking your decisions at you in the face.
Are you going to put the chain shirt on now?
Yes.
While you're up top?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the coach trundles ahead past the body of the Four Seasons coachman that was mutilated by the mutant and then stripped by the soldier. You guys head around the corner and you hear, halt!
Motherfucker.
Hmm. So those of you outside the coach, not too far ahead of you, again, kind of at the edge of the fog, a little beyond, you see not good stuff. You see a coach turned over, bunch of dead bodies. You see a number of strange-looking individuals. The one that shouted, halt, has a crossbow leveled at Bruno, the driver. But even in the current weather, you can see this individual is covered in green scales.
Super duper.
You see another hacking away at one of the horses of the turned over coach with an axe, who has a strange like bone protrusion out of the top of his head. So it looks like his head comes to a bony point. There are two others that are looting bodies. One has the head of a dog. Another one has a weird tiny head.
Pinhead. All right.
It doesn't have the mutation pinhead. Yeah. And there is a fourth just kind of milling about with who has cloven hooves for feet.
Carl turns to Bruno to say, I do not think these are guardsmen working on the road.
And I do not think they're here for a ride.
Oh, boy. Let's go.
Yeah, Bruno's going to pull out that boat hook.
And, no, you're... I'm Bruno.
Oh, shit. Carl's pulling it out.
All right. Edit that out.
No.
Yeah, no.
Keep that in.
God.
Is the road blocked in any way?
The cart that's overturned is blocking probably half the road, but I guess this road is 20 feet wide, so.
Yeah, it's blocked by a gentleman with a crossbow pointed at my chest.
I mean, I think that we've seen that most coaches don't stop for people in the road.
Yeah, so people inside the coach are kind of like getting upset again around Lucky, saying, why have we stopped again? What's happening? And Philippe is like, I'll check it out. And he opens the door and steps out of the coach.
Dummy, leave him.
Back in the coach, good sir.
God damn. All right.
The mutant with the green scales and the crossbow says, I'm not going to say it again.
I mean, we're not.
I mean, obviously we're talking.
Oh, did you stop? I guess I should have asked.
I would have to stop. I mean, I'm a large target. I don't want to get shot.
He does a whistle, like, and the other mutants stop what they're doing and look over and start to walk over towards who you presume is their leader. And he says, get everybody out of the coach. Line up.
Stomp on the floorboards and yell back to the passengers. Be like, hey, we've got some unwanted company up here.
We're encountering some turbulence.
Philippe at the door of the coach kind of looks back in and looks at everybody and says, stay here. And he walks forward. He kind of like adjusts his jacket a little bit. Did any of you intervene at this point or?
No.
I let this play out.
I'm assuming Lucky's Carl staying in the coach. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Carl does have his boat hook out.
Got my whip.
Hey, did you guys know my buddy Rolf?
The guy with the scales says, why? What happened to him?
Well, he was back there on the road by himself. Did you guys leave him behind?
He was busy.
Did you abandon my friend?
Wait, how do you know his name?
Well,
what's happening?
We're buddies.
So while are you stick your head out the window talking to him or just yelling? All right, so he sees
just
you.
Just yelling. Yeah.
So as you're talking to him, Philippe walks closer.
I think I'm going to hop off the top of the carriage.
Okay.
Like climb down. I'm not going to like do anything acrobatic or really impressive right now. I've got to save that for the more theatrical times. But, I'm just going to climb down. I've got my sword out, obviously. I'm going to walk up so that I'm like level with Carl and Bruno.
Are you on the same side of the coach as Philippe or did you jump off the other side?
I'm going to say probably the other side.
Okay. So while you're doing this, the other four mutants have kind of lined up with their leader and they all have kind of mismatched weapons. One has a spear, one has a sword, one had an axe that was chopping the horses apart, things like that.
Okay.
So the leader says, I see a few of you. Everybody else get out. Especially you that knows Rolf. Where is he?
Well, he's up on top of the roof. Some fucking bitch killed him.
That wasn't Rolf that came off the top.
Well, yeah, no, his body's up there.
Are you getting out of the coach while you're saying this? Okay. No one else in the coach moves. Just so you are aware.
Oh.
I think there are four other people in the coach. Lady is older, too, and Ernst, they stay in the coach.
Yeah.
Lucky, you can tell that they are clearly terrified.
I don't understand why. Yeah, me and Hurstis got pinched a ways back, and then, we tried to escape one night, and fortunately, I was the only one who got out.
So the the scaled mutant looks confused, and he's like, Rolf never told us his story. Where is he now?
He's up on the roof.
I don't see anybody on the roof. I see luggage.
Well, he's with the luggage.
He points the crossbow at Mina after she jumped off, and he says, was anybody up there with you?
No, I dumped his body off.
His
what?
His body?
Yes.
You killed Rolf.
I kill him.
All right. He's going to pull the trigger on that crossbow at you.
All right.
So let's hope that he misses, then we're going to do initiative.
Or hit me in the body, baby.
Yeah, right. After all the armor you got now. Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, he hits you with 3 degrees of success. I rolled a 32.
So that's the left arm, which I now have 2 points of armor on. Good thing
you put that armor on. He does hit you for 9 damage.
Okay, so how do I do this now?
So 9 minus your armor. You said it was 2, and then minus your toughness bonus as well.
Which is 3. So I take 4. You subtract
5.
So I subtract 5, so I take 4 points of damage.
Correct.
Okay.
And there's a crossbow bolt in your arm. And we're going to go to initiative. Fight music.
We roll just 1 and add it.
No, we're just going to go with the basic rules here. Just what is your initiative stat? Is anybody higher than 35?
Yes. I'm a 45. For initiative?
Just the I, not just the INT.
Oh. Yeah, 37, sorry.
Okay.
I got confused too when I was rolling up my character and I was like, I'm real dumb. And he's like, that's initiative. And I was like, I'm slow. Well,
both of them start with INT. It's really confusing.
It is a little bit.
I feel like there's another way to distinguish them.
All right. So,
should have called intelligent smarts.
Something different. So just before he pulls that trigger, what does Lucky do? Anything? Like, you don't know he's going to pull the trigger, but.
Well, he's just a fine fellow on the side of the road. I talk to these people all the time. Probably wouldn't, unless there was some way for me to tell that, you know, he was going to shoot her.
You don't have the sixth sense talent, do you?
I don't.
I didn't think so. I don't think anybody.
I have 6 toes, but not 6 senses.
All right. So we'll say your turn is walking up to be, are you going to be next to Philippe or Mina?
Probably Mina. I don't really want to be near Philippe. Well, at this point, I don't want to be near Mina either.
Kind of mad at her.
Yeah.
Okay. So you walk up next to her and then a crossbow bolt. Is suddenly sticking out of her arm.
Well, hey, shit, dude, we're all friendly here.
All right, after 35, so Carl's up. You got your boat hook out.
I will not stand for these men harming my acquaintances. And I'm going to swing at the guy with the crossbow.
Ever the gentleman.
All right, so you can make a move and an action here. So you can move to get off the coach, and you're going to move up to the leader and swing at him.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to make an opposed attack here. You can use your unopposed melee.
Rolled a 71. Things are not going to work out.
No, because I rolled a 2. So he cracks you with the crossbow as like an improvised weapon, dealing. Oh, man, that's a lot of degrees of success. 8 damage to the 20 since I rolled a 2.
Oof. Ooh, right in the 20.
I hate getting hit in the 20.
Which is the left arm again. He hates people's left arms, apparently.
Well, that's fine. So you said it was 8 damage?
Yes.
Okay, so reduce that by 4 with toughness.
Sweet toughness. You swung that boat hook at him, you overextended, and he kind of used some advantage there. He gains now because he got a hit and hits you in the arm with the butt of the crossbow, but really hard. Hurts a lot. I think Bruno's up now.
I will take my whip, and that is going to be a ranged attack. So I'm going to use that against... Is he close enough to me to whip in the head?
What's the range of your whip?
The range of the whip is going to be 6. Range 6 yards, I believe.
Oh, yeah, 6 yards. Yeah, that's like 30 feet, so that's fine.
All right, so... Oh,
that's not right.
No.
18 feet. Yeah, he'd be that close.
Yes. All right. So
long-ass whip.
I don't know. I did 5 feet per yard into my head for some reason.
So I whip more to scare than to actual effect.
How many degrees of failure?
That's going to be a 98 is...
98? He just throws the whole coiled whip at him.
That's going to be 5 degrees of failure.
Why is it that your 10s die will not roll below an 8?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you did roll a 60-something earlier, but still.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you miss horribly.
All right.
Do you want to move at all?
From on top of the carriage?
Gosh, I'm assuming not, but I want to give you the option. All right. Mina, what is your initiative?
29.
Okay, so the other mutants are going to go before you, unfortunately.
Bring it on.
So the pit-headed mutant has just like a nasty, I mean, you could call it a sword.
Disposition.
That as well. Mm, yeah.
He's got a real bad attitude.
He's going to step up and try to swing at Carl. So we're going to make another opposed melee check here. Let's see if you can kind of redeem yourself after that display.
All right, got a 21.
Woohoo!
Nice, because I got 2 degrees of failure.
All right, so...
Oh, did you hit him in the head?
No.
Oh, they changed.
Yeah, one through nine. Around, so that's a 12 left arm.
Man, we hate left arms in this combat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like fitting revenge.
So how much damage?
All right, so that's 2 degrees of success for me. So plus 2 damage. Or hold on, I get the weapon damage also. So that's strength bonus. So that's 8 plus my degrees of success.
Woof.
Yeah, so 10.
Fuck him up.
Yeah, so describe how you murder this person that was trying to kill you.
All right, so Carl is swinging the boat hook, which is a tool of grabbing. So I do a heavy overhead swing, grabbing him right on his left shoulder and tug with all of my might, dislodging the arm from his body and dealing a mortal wound.
Wow.
That's pretty brutal. So you yank on him and he just collapses to the ground. At this point, you're close enough, you realize that none of these guys are unscathed. They already have bruises and cuts and things like that, which you'd assume would be from taking the other coach down. They're not all hale and healthy. But you did kill the weird guy with a pinhead giant guy. Cone head.
Yeah.
all right. On his turn, even. It makes it even better. And Carl, you gain 1 advantage. So you're going to be having plus 10 to any of your checks during this time. So we got a couple more mutants that are going to go. We're going to have the dog face one is going to sense, kind of scent the blood on Mina and run up to her. He's got like a 2-handed sword. He's going to swing at you. So we're going to make an opposed melee check.
Now, do I go against my melee basic?
Yes.
Okay. It's 5 degrees of failure.
Do you want to use a fortune point?
Yeah, because I didn't use it that one time, so I still have 1. Man, so after this, I'll have 0.
Okay. The burden of killing my friend is obviously weighing heavy on your soul.
No, it is the bolt in my arm is throwing off my balance.
Oh, karma's weird.
Made it. 1 degree of success.
All right. So I got 2 degrees of success. So you're going to take 9 damage. I rolled a 16. So 61.
That's my body.
Hey, you don't care too much about getting hit the body.
So 4, 7. So that's 2. That I take.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
All right. He gains 1 advantage. I said that was the dog face.
Yeah.
Next up is going to be the one with the weird animalistic legs, and he's got kind of a spear. He's going to jump up with his weird goat legs and stab at Lucky.
What the fuck?
So an opposed melee basic check.
Shit. Yeah, all right. 2 degrees of success.
Nice. I got 1 degree of success, so...
What does that mean?
Maybe you still had... Did you still have that dagger?
Yeah, sure did.
That was Rolf's?
Rolf's dagger.
So as he stabs at you with the spear, apparently you stepped out of the way. And where do you stab him? What'd you roll?
A 19, so...
91.
91. That's the right leg.
We'll get these down better as we get more combats in. Yeah, so you got 2 degrees of success. How much damage do you deal to his right leg?
5.
Okay.
Right. If my strength is 31, plus 2...
And then
plus your number of success levels on the roll.
Oh, so 7.
7, which is going to be enough to take him out, actually. You stab him in the leg, and it just arterial spray of blood from his femoral artery just covers you and Mina in mutant blood. And he goes down wailing, like, oh, my leg!
That was the reaction, too. Is he trying to stretch? Like, ah, fuck!
Exactly. You barely dodge out of the way, and you slash this guy's leg, and you gain 1 advantage as well.
Sweet!
So I'd recommend maybe using a different color die next to your stuff to show that you have 1 advantage.
Okay.
And the last one,
God damn it,
is going to go on the other side of the coach and go after Philippe.
We can just leave those two to settle their score, you know, whatever they're talking about.
And then can I have a seat?
I like that you guys are debating over his seat and not over his gun.
Oh, yeah.
He does have a pistol. He was going to shoot the guy, but then Lucky made him mad.
Thanks a lot, Lucky.
I was just trying to talk to my friend's friends. This shouldn't have been an issue.
All right, so
the also, last you one. Dumped the body?
Was too heavy.
So Pinhead, tiny head, swings his axe at Philippe. We'll see. Ooh, that's a really good roll. Not so good. So Philippe tries to parry with something that wasn't the sword on his hip. But you, most of you are on the other side of the horses and don't see. He gets hit with the axe for a bunch of damage. So Philippe tries to parry the axe swing. Doesn't work. He just kind of, the axe swings right through what he was trying to parry with. Digs deep into Philippe's shoulder. And he does not look good. He's not dead, but he is severely wounded. But now it is Philippe's turn. And what he had, you realize, as you hear a pow, it was a pistol. And he shoots at the pinhead guy while the axe is still embedded in his shoulder. And luckily for Philippe, he hits because he's pretty good at this, actually. All right, so he does it. You hear them pull the trigger and a loud crack of a bang, and the pinhead's tiny head just kind of explodes.
Hell yeah.
And Philippe kind of falls to a knee and he wrenches the axe out of his shoulder and he's like, oh. Next up is Mina.
All right. I'll take my sword and I'll, you know, fight the dog-faced mutant.
All right. He's going to swing at you again.
Fuck me. God damn it.
I got 3 degrees of failure, so you might still be okay.
I also got 3 degrees of failure.
Oof. So I'm pretty sure that, I think that's just a wash, yeah.
Or do we roll it again?
I mean, you could roll it again if you want to beseech the dark gods and try for better.
Nah.
Not.
Why is everyone so scared of that?
Right? Well, only one corruption point. What could happen?
My mom would do it when she burned toast.
So next up is the scaled leader again. He's going to reload his crossbow, takes an extended range test. He needs to get at least 1 degree of success for that, which he manages to, but it's going to be his whole turn. So we're too lucky, I believe, was next.
Can I ask, what are the trappings of, like, casting spells? Is there, like, a whole bunch of hubbub around it so it's really obvious if someone's doing it?
You gotta speak, because you have to make a speak language magic test.
Yeah.
And then you have to, typically there's kind of, like, a somatic part to it where you gotta move your body, move your hands. If it's like Doctor Strange.
If it's a touch spell, can it be?
I believe you have to be touching them, then.
Right. I'm just saying, is it super obvious? Can I try to hide it a little bit or no?
Well, that depends on how many success levels you get.
Okay. And my advantage goes towards those as well? Towards that test?
I'm going to say why not. I'll have to look that up later, but pretty sure. All right, I'm gonna say you can.
I'm going to try to drain that dude.
Which one? Dogface?
Dogface.
He's right next to you?
Yeah.
Okay. We got our first spell cast.
That's 5 degrees of success.
Wow. Okay.
You just go in for a hug.
So what does this spell do?
So it kind of works like dart, but I touch them, and then I drain them, and if I do damage, I heal myself.
That's great for a petty spell.
Yeah, it's fucking rad.
Wow. Okay, so do I... Does it just happen? You just do... How does the damage
work? I don't know. It's instantaneous, it ignores armor, and it works like dart. And if it's successful, I heal one wound. It's called D-Rain.
Okay, so it says damage plus zero. So yeah. It's just going to be, it'll be 5 because that's what you had for ignores armor. Okay, so you're going to deal 2 damage to him.
Okay. Because
you had 5 success levels and I have toughness bonus of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you heal a wound back.
Sweet.
And that's enough to kill him.
I knew it.
Dang.
So you're lucky. Mina, right next to this, make a perception check.
Shit.
Yeah.
What'd you roll?
I got a degree. Nothing. I got a 27. Perception is 29.
All right. So I would say that's, you don't know that he cast a spell at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know something. He just touched the dog thing and it died. But so there's also the swirl of combat and melee. He did just have a knife.
Right. Maybe he pushed him really hard. Yeah. And he fell down and died.
So you might be a little suspicious, but you probably wouldn't think magic.
Also, half my wounds are gone. So I'm just like, many thanks to you, tall friend.
Exactly. He might have been on the other side of the big wolf or dog-headed mutant. So, like you might not care at all.
Right,
but,
yeah.
So you might be a little suspicious, but I'm not going to say, like, yeah, you know he cast a spell.
Yeah.
So cool. Lucky you got one.
Sweet.
You got one by everybody.
I did it.
I believe Bruno's next.
No, I believe.
That. Oh, no, Carl's before Bruno. Carl's
before me, yeah.
So the only one left is the guy with the crossbow that clobbered Carl last time. You going to try again with your bow hook?
Do I get another advantage?
Yes.
Sweet.
Absolutely, yeah. This is the dude who started it all. We're going to have to take another swing.
Going full circle.
All right. Here. I know, Carl, you have an advantage now from killing that other mutant, but so does my guy. His name is Nud.
Well, I have 5 degrees of success.
Oh, good. That's easy math because I got a lot of degrees of failure.
Okay.
So where do you hit him?
It's going into the right leg.
Cool.
Hooking
right in the leg.
That'll be for 13 damage.
Wow. Okay. That hurts a lot. But he's not dead yet. He was not hurt before this fight started. You can kind of assume that he stood back and fired with his crossbow. But that does make him lose the one advantage he had because you hit him.
And I get another advantage.
Yes, you do. So you can see how advantage can build up and makes you more effective in combat. But if you get hit, you're going to lose it. Is the most common way to lose advantage. A couple of things that could happen. But at this point, there's only one guy left anyway. You guys killed him too fast to give him a chance to run. So we're up to, that was, well, you're 33. So Bruno's 32, right?
31, but yes. Could I... The whip has the entangling quality.
Okay.
Could I entangle the crossbow in his hands? Would that be a called shot?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So that's going to be a negative 20 on the check.
Are you going to try something with any negatives?
I'm sure I'm going to make this, though.
I like your positivity. Really, it's infectious.
I hope it pans out.
Easy enough, right? With a... 21, I get it exactly.
Nice. I'm going to have you make an opposed strength test to try to rip it out of his hands.
All right. Strength at a 35, and I've got a 76, so that's going to be 4 degrees of failure on my part.
I rolled a 1.
Good for you.
So you entangle it, and you pull your whip back, but he just, like, turns his shoulders the other way, and he's like, no. So it's still on the crossbow, but you didn't rip it out of his hands.
Oh, did he rip my whip out of my hands?
I only got 3 degrees of success.
And I've got 4 degrees of failure.
So yeah, he does.
Okay.
So it's tangled around it, but it's not really tight anymore.
Here's the thing. In that one action of getting your whip on his crossbow, you've done 100% better than you have all session. So really, I count this as a win.
That is a win.
I think it's the first test you passed since your drive test to leave the inn.
The second drive test, but yes.
You did it to reroll that one.
I did.
So that was 31. Who's next?
I'm 29.
Oh, Philippe.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about Philippe.
Philippe is up next. He's going to just kind of lean against the cart, bleeding profusely, and try to reload his pistol, which he does successfully, barely. But that's going to be his turn while his face is turning more and more pale. So up next is Mina. There's one left.
I'm going to try for it. Gonna try and attack him with my S-word.
Alright, so you're gonna move up and try to attack him with his S-word?
I feel like I should get some kind of bonus because he's very distracted with the whip on his crossbow.
I'd say you're probably far enough away that you can charge.
Hell
that'll
yeah.
That'll be your whole turn.
Is that plus 20?
And you can gain advantage. So plus 10.
Plus 10.
I'm also going to impose a penalty on Nud since the thing in his hands is entangled with a whip.
Nud.
And then yes! I'm gonna roll shitty too.
I got a degree of success.
All right, I got like 4 degrees of failure, so.
Nice. So I take the 1 degree of success plus my strength bonus plus 4. So, 8.
All right, and that is, you again run him through just like you did Rolf. You just stab. Where did you hit him?
Did we really need to bring that up? Or
47, so 74. So I got him in the body.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so can I just like stab him right in the gut and then like pull my sword up and back like I hooked a fish.
Yikes. Yes, you disembowel him.
I'm real. He shot me.
Yeah. I'm sure you're pretty pissed at him.
To be fair,
yeah.
You killed our friend. both mine and his.
So, you run this guy through and disembowel him, and he's pretty dead. So all the mutants are dead skis.
And I spit on his filthy corpse. Tch.
I loot this dog, man.
You are a good soldier, killing everything.
Many thanks for your assist, Carl. Now, where is Ernst, who is Physic Man?
Wait, so did everybody get a kill?
These men are going to be helped by his work.
I think it's too late for them, yeah. Ernst is like, no, thank you. You hear from the cart.
Ernst, you come bandage my arm now.
Actually, I think Lucky got two kills that time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Knife and
nice.
Drain.
Way yeah. to go.
So wow. didn't Carl with a C did too?
That guy out there.
Or no?
Yeah, he did too.
I think Carl only killed one because he got a good hit on the leader, but they didn't kill
correct.
Him.
Right. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so you search the dog face guy. He had like a two-handed sword, but like really bad quality.
Okay.
Like it's not something that looks like it was
what purchased. About like money?
Not on him, no.
That's dumb.
Let's go up and check the other carriage wreck, just in case there are survivors. I doubt there will be.
But... All right, so you walk around and check out the other people from the carriage. There are quite a few dead bodies. There's a second coachman, but okay. coachwoman,
oh,
who's
girl.
Laying dead next to the coach. There is also, next to that coachman, you see a strange-looking device that you... probably recognize, similar to Philippe's pistol, but much bigger.
I'm gonna pick it up.
It's heavy.
Okay.
Same thing that was leveled at you from the coach that hit Lucky.
Mm.
It's a blunderbuss.
Oh. All right.
So this was, you know, the person that rode shotgun.
I guess this bus had a blunder.
You see, there is someone wearing robes, and they have their head is shaved. They have like a metal torque on their head, around their neck. But that coachman that you're checking also has a sleeved male shirt on.
Cool. Can I grab that too?
Mm-hmm. You can start taking that off of him. Yeah. Bruno and Carl, what are you guys doing? Well, Lucky searched the dog person. Mina walked up and was checking the other people.
I'll trundle off the top of the carriage, untangle my whip, and pick up the crossbow. Is it still serviceable?
Yeah. It's actually not terrible. It's like common quality. It's fine.
Oh.
It's loaded. So you might want to be careful of that.
Unload it into the woods.
Every now and then you got to unload it
sometimes
into the woods.
Sometimes during quarantine you got to find a time. And
just unload it into the woods. I want a shirt that says that.
Does the leader have anything else on his person that would be of interest?
He's got a lot of things of interest, actually.
All right.
Ooh, yes.
So he had that crossbow. He's got a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of common quality, not like what the other mutants had. Clearly, this guy kept the best stuff for himself. He's got a locket made of silver.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look in the locket or just pocket it?
Yeah, look in it, sure.
Pocket the locket.
So it has a picture of somebody on the inside.
All right.
You don't recognize.
Male or female?
A female.
Aw.
Yeah, people you kill have families and friends.
There's also a kind of fancy looking ring.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of out of character, you could have somebody could use evaluate to determine how much these things might be worth. The silver locket, you know, is probably worth quite more than a piece of silver because there's a lot of silver to it. The ring is worth a fair bit as well.
Think of all the food you can buy.
Oh, my goodness. So many pastries.
Oh, yes. Get those Altdorf pastries.
And then the scaled mutant guy that you're searching also has a little money pouch.
Ooh. See how many monies are in that pouch.
It's heavy.
Mm.
You count it quick?
I do.
It has...
This could pay for the coach that I broke.
Misappropriated.
There is an equivalent of 2 gold crowns.
Oh, wow.
3 silver and 13 pennies.
All right.
Fantastic.
Room's on Bruno tonight, you know?
I mean, I already was before, too, but... So you're the one searching this body. Other people are searching other things. It's up to you if you share that with the party or not. If Copy you guys that. Are a party yet, but...
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Do you have... Bruno, do you have evaluate?
I do.
Do you want to try that real quick? I'll just have you do one test for the two items, the silver locket and the ring.
All right. Is that just going to be at a straight roll, or is that any bonus?
Make it easy, plus or average, plus 20.
Okay. So I'm looking at a 31. The first one passes for the locket.
I said just one for both is fine.
Okay. 31 passes for both then.
Nice. So the ring is really nice. Like clear, it's heavy. Clearly gold with like some kind of jewel inset in it. You figure it's probably worth 3 gold crowns to the right person.
Oh, wow.
And the silver locket, again, it's more than just silver because the whole chain you figure is also pure silver. And the locket, again, to the right seller, could be worth as much as a single gold crown.
All right. I shall pocket these things and wait for the others to come back, making eyes probably at Carl being like, hey, check that out.
All right. So what's Carl doing while everybody's searching?
Carl's going to give a approving look back to Bruno, but he's also going to go check on all of the passengers for our coach, kind of opening up the door to comfort them, saying, excuse me, all of you. I'm so sorry that our ride has been disrupted. There's a small amount of murder in the road. Fortunately, none of our crew was involved in the receiving end of the murder. We're all doing good. We're going to get to our destination very soon.
Oh, there's a small amount of murder in the road.
Just a little bit.
It's in the road. All right, they are all clearly a little shaken, but obviously Philippe is worse for wear. He's very pale. He's bleeding a lot. His doublet is just covered in blood.
Then fucking Ernst, get on it.
He slowly crawled back into the coach and is just sitting back, probably asleep already. Like, he's really hurt.
Good.
Ernst, come on.
Carl looks to Philippe. We'll get you to care soon.
He just kind of nods.
Poor Philippe.
So, Mina, as you're searching the other bodies, why don't you make an easy plus 40 perception check?
Oh, hell yeah. Made it. 3 degrees of success.
All right. So as you're looking around, you see there is one more body just off the road. So they look like they tried to get away or something. And there are 2 crossbow bolts stuck in their back.
Dang. I'm going to go over and check them.
All right. They're laying on their stomach.
Right. I'm going to like touch them. See if they're dead.
Oh, they seem pretty dead. Yeah. Where those crossbow bolts hit, like, it'd be shocking if they were alive.
Should I pull the crossbow bolt out? I'm going to roll them over.
It was you.
it is how you say it's my face on body, yes?
I mean, it's not your face, but you still take a step back because this person looks exactly like Carl.
That means Carl only has one other brother left.
Oh, no. And that's where we're going to leave it for episode 3. We'll see you guys next time.
No, not Carl.
What's that,
Carl? That was Carl with a K.
Yeah.
A special thanks to our sponsor, Bearded Dragon Games in Oneonta, New York, who has gifted us a Catacan Colonel model to give away to you, our fans. For your chance to win, follow us on Twitter at Top Tier Casual, The Professional Casual on Instagram, or follow the Professional Casual Network on Facebook. You can get an extra entry for each, as well as extra entries for being a backer on Patreon or leaving a review for any or all of the Professional Casual Network shows on Apple Podcasts. That's up to 6 additional entries for leaving reviews on each. Also, please give the Bearded Dragon some love on Facebook at facebook.com/BDComics and beardeddragongames.com. We will be taking entries up to June 29th at 11:59 p.m. A winner will be drawn live on June 30th.
So hopefully you enjoyed that, and you can check out other shows on the Professional Casual Network, such as...
The Space Between presents I Saw a Tiger, which is hosted by me, and I'm accompanied by Dan and Tim and our friend Sarah, and we deep dive into each episode of Netflix's popular show Tiger King, talking all about Joe Exotic.
We also have The Space Between, not to be confused with The Space Between presents, that goes through certain comic arcs, and video games. We also have Elite Eight Showdown with Big Chuck, which is a 8-team bracket going over a centralized theme like, who do you not want to date your daughter? Or what's the most embarrassing thing that you went through in high school as a fat, chubby little boy?
Yep, and we've got Big Fiction Energy, which is where we, Dan, Tim, and I, again, wow, we're all besties. It covers Dan's book, Lanny, the Girl Without Fear, and each week we read a chapter of that book, and we have some fun banter with it. Yeah, it's a good time.
All right. Yeah, we got a lot of things going on in the network here.
You can check them all out on professionalcasual.com. Follow us on Twitter at Top Tier Casual, Instagram at The Professional Casual, as well as our Patreon, patreon.com/professionalcasual, where you can get behind the scenes goodies, weekly vlogs, Sarah's doodles, as well as great polls and other content.
We've also got a Facebook group for the Professional Casual network, which you can check us out and like, follow, whatever on there.
Yeah, and if you want to check out any of my personal stuff, you can check out, I'm on Twitter at icedan_HDH or dancoleauthor.com. Instagram, I'm icedan3 or facebook.com/dancoleauthor. Otherwise, thanks for stopping by.